やて若ひはといやて若ひはかたひかるわかとるといやら。At the back of the waka, next to the tauraba, stood Tipa, a young, excitable tāne with more than a glint of mischief in his eyes and energy abound. It was his turn to navigate the waka to the next island to fish for the whānau, and it was his turn to be the kaihotu, which meant he was in charge of all the paddlers on the waka. They listened to his calls that would guide the waka to its destination. Tipa knew, like the other young men, that being chosen to lead the waka was a wero, a challenge, given to each of them when the time was right, and the kaumātua felt they were ready to be tested. Tipa had been waiting to prove himself to those old wise ones. He wanted them to know he could do this, and he had been dreaming about leading his people and being the best navigator he could be. No one in his whānau had done this, and he wanted to prove that he could. Tipa's mum had struggled to look after him when he was a small baby, due to Tipa being unwell. She tried, but Tipa's illnesses were just too much for her to manage, and he was fostered out to an elderly couple. They became his taua, his grandmother, and his paua, his grandfather. And they lived in another part of the whenua. Tipa didn't know his father very well also, so his paua became his papa and taught him respect and whakapapa. As Tipa grew, his troubles became hard to control. He struggled to learn at the kura. He couldn't keep up with the other tamariki. They made fun of him, and this made Tipa very angry and very sad. He wanted to play outside and be adventurous. He wanted to explore his world, not sitting down all day and made to be still. Tipa loved being with his paua and going with him to the marae, attending pōwhiri and tangi. He learnt te reo Māori, tikanga and kaua from his paua. This made Tipa feel calm and proud. Tipa could not contain himself any longer, and it was his adventurous side that led Tipa into more mischief, more than he could handle. Tipa entered a darker side of his world and explored rongoā kino. Tipa thought he could escape some of his challenges by taking rongoā kino, and he found out that he was wrong when he was captured by another iwi and became their prisoner. He felt so sad whilst incarcerated. He thought about his life, his whānau, and his choices he'd made that led him to being captured. He met others like himself who he befriended, and they too were trying to improve their lives. Some got into fitness and were an inspiration to Tipa, and others he knew he needed to stay well away from because they led him into more danger. When Tipa's paua passed away, his world, it came tumbling down. Tipa found it hard to live when the person he considered his puka, his rock, had left through te tātoupo hutukawa. But in the depths of his pōritanga, in his sadness, he remembered what his paua told him, and that was to honour his whakapapa. Keep learning his Māori and tautoko his whānau. Kia kaha, kia maia, kia toa. Be strong, be brave, be a warrior. Tipa has started his mission to join his mother and spend time with her. He is ready to reunite and cherish her as a mama and improve his relationships with his siblings. They are a little wary of Tipa and his past, but he wants to let them know he is ready for new adventures. But this time, these adventures involve looking after his tinana, his body, his heningaro, his mind, his whānau, his family, and ultimately his wairua, his spiritual self. Tipa has struggled with relationships with his parents, his brothers and sisters, and with partners. He is open to new relationships with other people like himself that have some challenges in life and those
who have less challenges. He loves meeting people and getting close and intimate with them if they do too. The thought of having little tippers running around excites him and scares him at the same time. Oh, the things he can teach them about life, whakapapa, and being Māori. Tū ihi, tū wehi, tū mana. Tipper is now in charge of the waka, guiding his crew to the next destination, calling the commands and feeling in control as the upcoming kaihautū. Toia te waka, hi, ha. Toia te waka, hi, ha. Katahi karua katoru toiara.